Those test prep books your older sibling may have given you probably aren't the books you'll want to be using to study for this SAT. The new SAT tests students over fewer topics, but students are expected to know more about each tested topic. Professor of Education at SUNY Geneseo, Ernest Belathy, said the SAT is moving towards being an assessment test instead of an aptitude test.
It's a change from being something like an IQ test to being something like a test of what you learn in high school.
Belathy said this shift lines up with the Common Core standards that schools are adopting.
If your high school has a strong emphasis on the Common Core state standards, you'll be better prepared for the SATs.
Belathy said both the Core and the new SAT emphasize evidence-based learning. Therefore, the new SAT will be better aligned with what students are learning in their high schools, and the need for a test that does exactly that is one reason College Board President David Coleman gave when he announced the SAT redesign earlier this year in Austin, Texas.
It is time to admit that the SAT and ACT have become far too disconnected from the work of our high schools.
The College Board said they'll be making the essay on the test optional, which Belathy said may be just the thing that draws more students to taking the SAT.
If you had a choice between taking a test that did not require you to write an essay versus a test that did require you to write an essay, which would you choose? And a lot of people would choose the test without the essay.
Belathy said another change to the test is that the SAT will include more common vocabulary words like synthesis. Bob Schaefer is the public education director at the National Center for Fair and Open Testing. He said the changes to the SAT make it look like the ACT.
They're eliminating the guessing penalty, that's already on the ACT. They're making the essay optional, already on the ACT. They're trying to align it better with high school curriculum, like the ACT. And they're eliminating esoteric words. Like the ACT.
Schaefer said the best way for students to prepare for the new SAT is to take the current ACT. He said the redesign is nothing but cosmetic surgery to the SAT. For Resound Radio News, I'm Anna Dombowski.